Hello and welcome to this week's Manx Footy Pod, sponsored by Conister Bank. For the 30th episode of the season, myself and Dave.
Hi everyone.
Are joined by Corinthians duo Jade Burden and Lisa Costain.
Hi.
Right guys, welcome to Podcast Towers. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. We had glorious weather last week when the guys were in the meet, and now it's sort of in between, Dave.
I think you'll find out when Dave reads the weather, it's not too bad for them.
I keep trying to steal the punchlines now.
You can't do that with read the weather, by the way. That's as exciting as it gets, the title. So.
I always enjoy your spin on it, what you're advising people to wear that weekend when they go out.
Well, I don't really advise anything, do I? Just bring your
boys. No, you said salopettes 1 week.
Oh, that was Gary. No, 100% chance Gary wears a salopette every weekend.
Right, before we go on to talk about football and biscuits, we're going to start with biscuits, sorry. So, girls, you're very lucky this week. I was a bit late, so I ran over to the garage and I got some chocolate hobnobs. So, Lisa, would you like one?
I'll pass. Oh, yeah. Maybe pass would be a bit dry.
I'm alright, thanks. Yeah. I'm more of a Jaffa cake girl.
Jaffa cake?
Yeah. Jaffa cakes are the one.
That's cake a cake, though, that's a cake.
Would you have Jaffa cake in the lead up to a match?
Yeah, we have Jaffa cakes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah. Stan brings Haribo and Jaffa cakes.
And I'm a woman.
I normally have a box of Jaffas for a start.
A box?
Yeah, definitely.
Be bouncing.
Honestly, yeah, does a trick.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have a biscuit. You probably won't have one.
I will in a bit. I've got a coffee here. So.
Alright, fair enough. Right, well, we've got you in, not just to discuss the weather or the biscuits or anything like that, because you're in the slap bang in the middle of an important week for the club, because, of course, on Wednesday, you picked up your 7th Nedbank Women's League title with just a narrow 14-0 win over Old Boys. Yeah. And then on Sunday, you can complete the Women's Grand Slam, because of course you've already got the floodlit cup in the with a win over Peel in the FA Cup final. So Jade, I suppose we start, is this season gone as expected? Did you expect to sweep the board?
To be honest with you, no, I didn't. Because every year we always lose girls who go to university, like, they're so selfish trying to better themselves, you know. But I knew that with the squad that we did have, like, we had a really strong 11-12 girls. But obviously, stuff happens in the mid-season where people need to go away or they're ill, and sometimes you have to play with 10, but we've got by because, there's, you know, the odd teams over here, they do have the odd weak links, but we don't have anyone that's a weak link, and everyone trusts each other. So as the season went on and how we were playing, like, I was absolutely delighted with how the girls have responded and got behind each other. So yeah, it's well deserved, definitely.
So we've obviously had a lot of guys in over the course of the season and they've been a bit disheartened by the weather. Now, has that affected you guys at all, Lisa?
Yeah.
You know, because we talked, momentum has been our buzzword this year, hasn't it, Dave?
Yeah,
if we had a pound for every time you said momentum, we'd have about £4.
Because
we've said the weather has disrupted a lot of teams' preparations. There's been teams like Laxey Brad haven't played for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. You know,
yeah, it doesn't really affect us as much, I don't think. We've obviously got less teams, less places that can get affected. So.
And of course, you play a lot of your games.
That many is that's being called.
You play a lot on the bowl as well, don't you? Obviously, with
yeah.
The
well, obviously, like with the end of the floodlit cup and then Christmas, when the weather was bad, we did go about 8 or 9 weeks then, didn't we? Without a game, because obviously we have a break during the Christmas period. So yeah, 8 or 9 weeks.
But
was
we have
a long
3 weeks
time.
Anyway, where you can get them rearranged and stuff. So it's not really as bad. And yeah, the worst of it was when we were playing on the bowl. So
yeah. So we did go a bit
without some games, but you can get them sorted again and get them played. So
yeah. So your advice to the men would be to get a floodlit cup going then, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I've always said that I'd like to play in the summer. You know, whilst you do get the weather, and then obviously during winter people can hibernate. You know,
because
we do get some horrendous weather over here, and the pitches are just.
Would you say one of the things that's been, you know, men's football has been talked about going to the summer, and one of the things that's against that is lads play other sports, play cricket, to go cycling, play golf or whatever. Do you think that you'd still have the same selection available whether you played winter or summer?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Well, I mean, it shows that it does, because whenever the Island Games are on, everyone's still available to play in that summer period, aren't they, and to compete. So, you know, and to be honest with you, like when we've beaten the Island Games and had some decent weather, probably the most I've actually enjoyed playing football.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because there's nothing worse. Like Wednesday, for instance, absolute cracking day, and then as soon as we kicked off, horizontal rain. I couldn't even see where we're going. Yeah. So, you know.
We play the summer league as well with the women's, but it's on a weeknight, but it's still in summer, and everyone turns up for it. So,
Yeah, and everyone enjoys it as well.
Yeah.
Well, if the Women's Super League is summer, isn't it? The main, so, and that seems to be getting great attendances across, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You mentioned the Ireland Games. I mean, obviously, you had a good run into the final last year in Scotland. Do you think that sort of helps with your momentum coming into the new season? You know, because you've played that competitive football throughout, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you think it helps you sort of breed confidence coming into the new
season? Yeah, I think so. Like, for me, like, I peaked just before the Ireland Games and I was on a bit of a good run. And then obviously off the back of that, getting silver, like, really unfortunate to not get gold, and then obviously beat Ireland for the first time ever. That was literally,
it was so good.
So come to the beginning of the season, like, I was really looking forward to it, and then I find when we don't have anything at the end, like, the end of this season, like, next season, I find it, like, hard to sort of get back into it again, you know. So it's always good to have something momentum.
It's the buzzwords. That's £6 we're up to now, Dave.
Yes, we'll do well.
So, Lisa, going into Sunday's game against Peel, is there any added pressure on you guys? Because obviously this would be the Grand Slam game. Or is it just another game?
Personally, for me, I don't think that there's any added pressure just because it's the Grand Slam. But obviously we do want to win it. But no, I wouldn't say so. We're usually in the final. So just got to go out there and smash it.
Well, you've already beaten Peel twice 4-0 this season, haven't you? So, obviously, the odds are in your favour anyway. Do you think that helps? Gives you a psychological edge over them?
I don't really know. It's difficult because we don't really know what type of team they've got. I'm sure in the men's team, you kind of can predict who you've got.
Yeah.
But we've heard they're struggling for players.
Well, you met a player on Sunday, weren't you?
Yeah. So, we don't really know. Yeah, it can change. Different players, new players. We don't know where. So,
yeah,
we've just got to go and just
We'll be prepared for them, whether they had their best 11 or their worst 11, you know, at the end of the day. We'll just give it our all on Sunday.
So if you win and you've got the Monday booked off, are we going to see some Lisa Castain style celebrations from Scotland?
No, chance.
She says
I'm
this,
retired she, now.
She can't help herself.
I can't afford it.
Dave having some insight into drinking shop.
I think Cal Morrissey does as well. All of Scotland knows now what it's like.
So Jay Dan, this is the 7th. Right now, Hattie reliably informs us this is a record 7th league title you've won. How does this compare to the other 7? Was it, you know, one of the, you know, you said it was a bit of a shock going in at the start of the season. Was it a hot, you know, harder than you thought, easier than you thought, you know?
I've been lucky enough to like you said, I've got all 7 of them now, but like I've been really lucky to have played with some exceptional players along the way. Players come and go, you know, we've had quite a few girls who have gone off to, you know, the academies in the UK. But I think this one's the best one for me, just with literally conceding 2 goals all season and doing it on like with 12 girls, you know. So for me, yeah, this is probably the best one, definitely.
And we'll have a word on Stan, because I know he sometimes listens. You know, is this his tactical mastermind, you know, being played out in front of you guys? Or
no, he's just very organised. Like, we literally know, like, months in advance, like, what's coming up. So we've not really got an excuse to, like, plan any weekends away or anything. Like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he makes us feel really guilty about
it. Yeah, he does.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's very organised.
I suppose a question for both of you now, how do you assess, where is Manx football or women's football at the moment? You know, as I say, we've seen a massive rise in popularity in the English game and the professional game with the previous World Cup success under Mark Sampson and stuff like that. And now obviously Phil Neville is manager of the women's national team, and it's more prominent in the national media. Is that filtered down to this level? I know there's a lot more girls football, isn't there? But what about the senior level over here?
Yeah,
for me, I don't think so yet. When I started a few years ago, the league was quite competitive. You know, Royals, there was Gyms as well. They were all tough games that we look forward to. And this year, it's not really been... This year, mostly, has not really been as competitive. But I don't really know what's gone wrong with it.
Yeah.
And in terms of people coming up, I think we're just on the cusp of the youngest coming up, because there's obviously loads in the Ireland teams that are, you know, not really at 16 yet, but Laxie. I think the best is to come. Laxie have been very good.
Laxie are going to be the ones to watch next year, without a doubt.
They're so young and like great.
And they've got Tia Lisi next year as well, who's a great player.
When we played Laxie, we struggled against them. We could not get, eventually, I think it was 6-1 in the end, but it was 1-1 at half time. And we were like, whoa, they've come on so much. So, there were some teams, but again, Jim's folding, that was.
Yeah,
that was a strong team that we used to look forward to, and now they folded. So, I think it's just changing. It's yeah. Like that.
And it's time as well. It's a matter of time. It's like the young ones come through, because I know there's a lot of young ones, yeah, but it's just waiting for them to come
transitional.
Through.
Is it a crossroads?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
But it obviously hasn't even just been successful for the women either. The men's team are having a great year as well. They obviously got some silverware.
Yeah.
Do you help each other? Do you sort of support each other as you go along? Does success breed success for both?
For me, we don't... I mean, obviously, like, the end of season do and stuff, we get together, but, like, obviously, you guys know what's happened within the club with, you know, with Lewis and Joe. Mm. Like, we've literally all just come together and we are, like, one big family, and, you know, what the guys have done behind the scenes, like, with the stand and, you know, and Joe's memorial garden, like, it's absolutely unbelievable. So we're definitely going in the right path, but you know, we know the lads, don't we? We're gonna go down on Saturday and support them this weekend. You know, maybe hopefully they'll come down and support us. But
is there anyone that isn't gonna be a Balfour Fletcher this weekend?
Yeah,
hell of a busy weekend.
We're gonna have to. I think we're gonna camp overnight, Dave. Otherwise, we're not gonna get a car park. What was say? Yeah, but yeah, it's a good point though, because I don't know if you guys do the Grand Slam and there is still a chance that the men could do it. I don't think a club has ever done that in the Isle of Man, just taking a whole clean sweep of every
phenomenal
senior
happens.
Piece of football.
There'll be some
football.
Party if we
do. You won't see Stan for weeks. <will you>? Right, we've got some Twitter questions for you guys. Tim Collister, he of the Ghost Girl fame and Malou Combi, he's scored for the first team this week, Dave.
Oh, he's made the step up, has he?
Yeah. He did, yeah. I think it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek question. Were you inspired by the movie Bend It Like Beckham to play football, or was it a chance just to get closer to Johnny Hogg?
Famed official. One, I'd definitely be the first one.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Ever, you know, dreamed of getting close to Johnny Hogg. But
I normally see Lisa running the other way.
Bend It Like Beckham. That was a great film.
That was a great film, wasn't it? It was a bit corny, but it was...
Keira Knightley. Where is she? What's happened to her?
Well, that was the future of
career,
wasn't
it? Now, isn't she?
She's never going to get any better than Bend It Like Beckham, so...
Yeah, fair point.
No,
yeah.
I just don't think I've ever seen it, so I guess.
Like, get out.
That might have been before my time. I've heard of it, but...
Yeah, probably.
Do you know who David Beckham is?
Yeah.
Used to wear a lot of Brill cream. But go on, Dave.
Yeah, the next question is in for Peter Roberts. Obviously, Jade, you know him well.
Boxing coach is extraordinaire.
Yeah. Jade, is there any chance of getting down to 64?
Now, wow.
We've better put a context in. We've been using 64 kilos as in your weight for the boxing.
Not age.
Yeah.
Well, I've been boxing 64 kilos all season, and he just likes to just... If he had it his way, I'd be at straw weight, honestly. Like, I've come down, like, different weight categories. Every time I get to another weight category, he's like, oh, you're going to get down to 60. So I want to get to 64, he's like, let's go down to 60. Like, honestly, I'll get to 60, and like, do you want to go down to 54? And I'm like, doesn't it end?
Well, obviously, me and Dave were guests at Max ABC on Saturday. It was the latest boxing show, dinner show at the Palace on Saturday evening. Spreading the Max Independent. If you
there know. You go, yeah.
Complete with your pictures, Dave.
Yeah, your fantastic report, mate.
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't go that far. There you go. So, Jade, you've been doing boxing now for 3 or 4 years?
2 years I've been doing it for now, yeah.
How have you found that? Has that helped your football?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, my fitness has gone through the roof. Like. Right. Yeah, like I had a bit of a spell where I kind of lost love of football for a while. So I thought, like, I went into Peter's gym, put the training in, and I've literally not gone back since. So with footy, yeah, it's definitely like my fitness, speed. Yeah, definitely my composure on the ball. Like, it's just literally gone through the roof.
And what about, I'm not saying that you were an aggressive player in any way, but does it make you curb your attitude on the pitch?
Yeah,
as well?
Yeah, definitely. I can't be dealing with all that now. Whereas before, I'd have been first there, you know what I mean? But yeah, I can't be dealing with it now. I normally walk away now.
You've given Hattie the chance to use the headline knockout blow as well.
Yeah, yeah. And where did the bomber come from?
Oh, Peter. Peter, you called me that.
Okay. I have to be said though, you always have a strong following at the home show. Oh,
yeah.
All the shows come down.
Honestly, I'm so lucky. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We love it as well. Like, it's a great night out. So
it is a good night out.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Wouldn't miss it.
So no. Lisa, did you fancy taking up boxing at all?
Absolutely not.
She's got one bomb.
Is there any of your teammates who you think would make a good boxer?
Casey, because she's such an angry woman. Yeah, like, honestly, I have keep an eye on the pitch because she's like a ball to a red flag.
Anything can get her angry. She passes it wrong and then she's off. 2 foot on everyone. Slide tackles down by the keeper. Ridiculous.
we can have a Bal Fletcher boxing derby night or something.
Yeah, why not?
That'd be good.
Crimpians v Royals.
Oh, yeah. They would be absolute carnage.
I'll go for the unit, Kim Hickland.
Hattie, the hitman, the one, the only. He says, girls, how does this team compare to previous championship winning teams? So I'll start with you, Jade.
Just as a whole?
Yeah, as a team, is it?
Our average age is literally about, 23. It's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? The likes of Holly Sumner, Chloe, Casey.
I'm still young.
Oh, yeah, and you. You know, these girls are in it for a long time now, and they've got the experience now, and they know what it takes to, get them over the line. Mm. So, yeah, absolutely superb. The girls have been this season. I'm really proud.
You mentioned the stat that you've only conceded two. Is the defence being particularly strong this season?
Yeah. We've got Shannon at the back. She's like a little pocket rocket.
Like 2 foot tall, wins every header.
Yeah. And Steph Hall at the back as well. She's absolutely solid and she does a really good job. So, yeah.
And what about goalkeepers? Obviously, it's sometimes a troublesome position in women's football, isn't it?
So, she's brilliant. Like, the ones that you don't expect her to save. Like, she will save and then some of the stupid ones.
We should be letting two in the league.
Yeah, exactly. No, but that's what I mean. I think one lobbed it, and I can't remember what the other one.
And it was Alex. Alex was a brilliant goal.
Yeah. Let her have that one.
Yeah. It was a very good finish. No one would have got it.
Yeah. What do you think, anyway, about this?
Well, I think this is probably the happiest team I've been in. Not that I've ever been unhappy, but everyone's just mates, and we just chill, and when we show up, we're happy to play. Mm. Everyone wants to play, so, yeah, that's the thing for me. And we've had Jade and Stan, who have been, Jade's led by example, she actually has. Without them two, we wouldn't have a team really, so, yeah.
Well, you all must have bought into it though. If you said you've only got a squad of 12, that means you've got to be available pretty much every week, doesn't
it? Yeah, I'm on people's backs all the time. I don't mean, people must think, oh God, she's messing with me again, but I'm always sitting there hope you're in.
Yeah.
If people don't reply back on the group, I'm ringing them or I'm texting them saying, have you seen this message? Yeah. Because I just think organisation is key.
Yeah.
That's the first thing she asked me when we parked up outside. Are you staying in on Saturday?
I have.
But Hattie also adds, it's probably a continuation of that question, is a small squad brought everyone together, you are really tight-knit.
Yeah, definitely. I always say, before we, kick off, I'm always saying to people, do not get on anyone's back. The main thing is just to enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, if anything's going wrong, that's for me and Stan to sort out. Yeah. It's no one else's issue. Mm. If someone messes up, you help them get the ball back and get their head up. There's no point in getting on their back because that just makes it worse. So, happy team is a good team, I think. So
I think a lot of men's teams could take some advice from that, Jade, to be honest. Well, we've got you in. We'll have a look ahead to the weekend's fixtures. And of course, including the Women's FA Cup final on Sunday at the slightly odd kickoff time of 2:45. Yeah, not 2:30, not 3:00, 2:45. I presume that's to do with the booking at the bowl. We'll kick off on Saturday though. It's Super Saturday, as it's been billed on Twitter and in the local press. It's the Keystone Lawn Hospital Cup semi-finals. Both games at Bella Fletcher. 3 p.m. kickoff. Russian versus Corinthians and St George's versus Douglas Athletic. We'll kick off with the closer looking game, Dave. Russian versus Corinthians on the Douglas Royal pitch. This one, are we edging towards the Mighty Whites?
I think so, yeah. I mean, Russian got that good result against Corinthians a few weeks ago when they beat them 4-1 up at Bal Fletcher. But since then, obviously, Corinthians, they won the Cup. Yeah. And they're still flying high in the league. They're in good goal scoring form. Mm-hmm. So I think Russian only just salvaged a point against Old Boys the other night, didn't they?
Yeah, Mike Williams late goal, I think.
I think the Whites will have the edge in this one.
Corinthians, the men's team seems to be taking a leaf out of your book. They've kept 5 clean sheets in a row, I think, and they've scored 27 in the last 5 as well. So going into this one, on the crest of a wave, as it were. Russian, as you say, salvaged a point midweek and nearly lost to, it was a 3-2 win, scrambled a 3-2 win over Malibu in the quarter final last week. not the best indicator of form. That,
yeah, I don't think Liam's here at the moment. I think he's away, so whether that has a part to play in it or not, I don't know. But obviously with the strike force, you know, with Josh and Mike, you've got Jamie Johnston, and you've got all, so many good players in that squad. They're going to have chances. Mm. I don't know whether Sean Doyle's going to be playing for Corinthians, though. He was missing the other day, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Went
he was playing basketball last night, so...
Oh, there you go.
Come on, Sean.
Yeah, I think he should be... he took a knock against Laxey last week, didn't he, in his knee, but he's missed last couple. But as Jade said, I think he won the title last night.
Yeah, yeah. Come on,
he's, Sean. He's obviously the difference, because he was at Cavs last year when they won the title, and he moved to Turkeys, and they've just won the Turkeys.
He just drips silverware, doesn't he?
That's it.
So, girls, obviously, I think you're going to be a bit biased, but it looks like a Corinthians win to continue the Grand Slam bid, do we think?
I would hope so.
I would hope so, but you just don't know, dear. But I'm going to go, because they've had a good run since the final, I'm definitely going to go maybe 3-1 Corinthians.
3-1. Lisa?
Do
you think it'll be a bit closer?
I think it'll be a bit closer. I reckon we'll go a 2-1 Corinthians.
Extra time, do we think, maybe needed in this one?
Possibly.
People get their money's worth, obviously. There's a 3-pound gate tomorrow. All goes,
goes to charity.
Goes to charity. Just over the fence on the Corinthians pitch, St George's will take on Douglas Athletic. Now, as a quirk of the fixtures, these two played in the week, didn't they?
Yeah, it wasn't exactly close, was it?
Well, no. It was 9-0, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think all signs point to a similar result this time. But good luck to Douglas Athletic. They've done really well getting to the semi-finals. I'm sure their fans will be there to make it a good day out.
Obviously, I watched them last week against Moraine. An epic. Penalties.
Yeah.
4-all after extra time. Said there'd be goals last week, didn't
you
I?
Did. You know,
occasionally I get it right. And then they won 3-1 on penalties. So they won at the end. Moraine had a bit, what they call, a shocker in the shootout.
Yeah.
Two saved and one missed. So
Lee Filson was the star of the shootout, wasn't he?
He was the Athletic combi keeper. So it'd be interesting to see if Big Q is back. Peter Petacek amongst football, Matty Quirk is back between the sticks, because I think he'll be a busy boy on Saturday, whoever's in goal.
Have you guys seen either of these sides play this year?
Are we talking Geordie's and Douglas Athletic?
Yeah,
I've seen St George's play a few times, but I've not seen Douglas Athletic. Yeah.
St George's, Jade, you know, in many ways, their record's sort of quite, you know, their dominance is similar to yours in the women's, really, isn't it? They've just been phenomenal over the last sort of 10 to 12 years, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Hats off to them. But those boys, they put it in, don't they?
Yeah.
Off the pitch, so yeah.
Seems like this year it's turning a bit more though. Like obviously
massively.
It's getting a lot closer, isn't
yeah.
it? So it's a bit more exciting. I think next season will be.
Well, it's nice to be going into May, not just because of the weather. Nice to be going into May with the league still up for grabs. It's usually signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is there two games that needs to be played?
Yeah,
that's going to be massive. Two massive games. Geordies, of course, will want to. Denied Corinthians the Grand Slam, weren't they?
Yeah,
so,
of course they were.
So they'll be gunning for not just a good performance in this, but then when the Cup Finals played it. Now, I think it was provisionally down for 19th of May, wasn't it, the Cup Final?
Yeah, we think so.
But it might be later now. It depends where the Railway Cup. Of course, we haven't played that yet. When that slots into the thing, so it might be closer to CT Week. When it. So I think, yeah, we're all going for St George's winning that one, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Three Premier League games on Saturday. Not much on any of them, really. Probably the standout game, if you could call that, is between Peel and Old Boys at Douglas Road, Dave.
Yeah, Peel have obviously had a tough time, but lately they lost 6-1 to Geordies and then 5-1 to St John's, which would have stung quite a little bit. But they bounced back since then. And I think they'll start as favourites in this one. But Old Boys, again, they showed against Rushden the other night that they can get a result. So I think this could be close.
Yeah. Peel, obviously the Shed will probably be in full voice. Girls, do you get the Shed on a Sunday?
We get the Shed on. Yeah, we love the Shed. I love it.
Is it the same people? Did they just stay there for the whole weekend?
Yeah, or? I think so.
Yeah.
Do you fire the abuse back?
Yeah, quite often actually.
Do they temper it a bit for the ladies? Or
no. I think it's worse to be honest, but yeah. The man's more the merrier. It spurs me on.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know the Shed are equal. They have a bit of equality about them. They give the abuse to both the men and the women.
There you go.
So, yeah, the Peel Old Boys, I think this will be a draw, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest.
But it is silly season. It depends which sort of players. But we should touch on one player that probably will be involved. Is Danny Lace, who made his 750th First team of, well, senior appearance, I don't know if it's first team, but senior appearance for Peel last week against Ramsey. And we think it was 700 appearances was against Ramsey as well.
So fantastic achievement.
And Falky's had the audacity to drop him a couple of times in the last few weeks, and he's been on the bench, but I'm sure he'll be back in the starting 11 for the tail end of the season.
I wonder whether, with this first team game, whether any of the old boys players will be in line for the Junior Cup. I don't know whether that'll affect selection at all.
But we said that about last week, and they still got a result over Blacksy last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
3-1 over Blacksy last week. And so I don't know. Obviously, there'll be one eye. The league is gone, which we'll talk about a bit later on, but there is the Junior Cup, but I think they'll still have... They'll want to finish as high up the Premier League as they can. And take momentum through to next season. What do you think, girls? Drawing that one, or do you see Peel edging it?
I think Peel edge it, yeah. I think so.
Lacey won the goal?
It depends what team turns up on the day, though, doesn't it? Because, like, all boys can, you know, all boys are more than capable of winning most weeks, but, and so are Peel. So, no, I think it'll definitely be a really good game, but I just see... with Peel being at home, I just think they might just edge it.
I'm just going to go against the grain.
Yeah.
Say, old boys might take it.
Ooh.
I watched Peel against St John's.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't think much of it.
No. Is your brother playing?
No, he was on the bench. If my brother's playing, then I reckon Peel might take it, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go old boys.
Old boys, okie doke. Brandon St John's. Now, Brandon are clubbing very close to, they're third bottom at the moment. Have they done enough, Dave, to stay in their top light for next season?
Who have they still got to play? Do they have to play Ramsey again? I know they played last week.
Asked me a question I don't know the answer to.
Are they
on 19 now, aren't they? So they've got four or five games left, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. I think they got the important 3 points against Ramsey last week, which could be massive at the end of the season. Colby are obviously already down, so it is a bit of a slog for that final relegation spot.
Ramsey, the other team that are involved in that, they're third bottom at the moment. How many points adrift? I just can't quite see that.
Five.
They've got not four or five games to play as well?
Yeah, they do. They haven't got a game this weekend, though. You know, they're going to be playing catch-up again, like they have been for quite a while now. But, yeah, this one... St John's should be too strong for Braddon, I think. Although, obviously, Braddon will be buoyed by that win last week, so you just don't know, do you?
St John's, you said you watched them the other week, Lisa. They seem to have, I don't know, a little bit inconsistent. Because they can beat Peel on the day, and they held Geordies earlier this season, but then other weeks they've lost to some of the lesser lights in the Premier League, haven't they?
I mean, yeah, Peel weren't on form at all that day, and St John's played some good football, so obviously I think they'll definitely win this one.
Good,
but...
Brandon.
Maybe they'd be a bit inconsistent.
Yeah. What do you think, Jade?
Yeah, I'll go for St John's.
St John's, well, Rick Holden's Barmy Army will march on.
Absolutely.
And how many games they got? They can't have many games left, Dave. No, they are on 19 as well. They've got quite a few. Everyone's got loads of games left, haven't they? Only Colby that are finished, I think, isn't it?
So, yeah.
The final game of the Premier League sees Laxey take on St Mary's in the deadest of dead rubbers. Laxey, it's probably just relieved to be playing football again after the enforced mid-season break that seemed to go on for months.
As you will have seen from the last two podcasts, I've been keeping an eye on Laxey's Facebook page, amongst many other club's Facebook pages. But
he's never off Facebook.
No, that's it. It's my entire life. So, but yeah, now Laxey's combi have struggled for players in the last few weeks, but this week, it's the other way around. I think this is some first teamers have gone into the Junior Cup side, so they're going to be light, a little bit light for the St Mary's game, which would stack the odds in the Saints' favour. But Acklen Road, you don't know. I mean, they've got...
Saints only lost 2-0 to Corinthians in the... was it last week?
Yeah,
quarter-final. So you think they'll be have a fairly strong team. I'm going to go away winning that one.
I think so too, yeah.
Girls?
We'll go with St Mary's as well. Can't say I've followed them both, but I have seen them play once. So, we'll go St Mary's.
Now into the most fun division in Manx football, JCK Division 2. The bun fight continues, Dave. Moran versus Foxdale is probably takes the top billing on Saturday.
We're sending our main man there, aren't we?
Paul the Hitman Hatton will be there with his multimedia ensemble. Now, are we any clearer to knowing who's going to be playing top flight football next season?
Now, I think Castletown are one win away. Yeah. They have got, I think it's Ayr.
They're at Ayr on Saturday.
Yeah, and Moran, I think, is their other outstanding game, possibly. Yeah. I'm not sure, but they'll be favourites to beat air, and if they do, they've pretty much got one foot in the division.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's all still to play for that second place, though. I think Foxhill are in the driving seat at the moment.
Yeah.
I'd say Moran and Pulley have dropped points lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously we've got, I think Moran will start as slight favourites, even though Foxhill are in the better form. I think Dave Brew will want a reaction from his players in this one.
Well, Foxdale does this on the back of a massive 5-1 win over Pulley in the week. And have you seen Liam Cannon's goal?
Of course I have, an exceptional volley.
It was a weird one, because it was a punt forward, wasn't it? And he just went for it, didn't he?
If that was in the Premier League, that would be on goal of the season as well. Fantastic.
Another one of Hattie's clips, which probably will go viral. But yeah, have you seen it, Dave? It was a cracking finish, wasn't it?
I haven't seen it yet, actually,
I mean,
to be honest.
Yeah, big Stewie Morrison goal, it was made into... I don't think he moved, did he?
I don't think he moved.
No.
Big hoof upfield. And, exceptional.
Bit of route one.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Jay Chatwood as well, he's in fine form, isn't he? He's banging them in for fun.
Silver boots pretty much his at the moment, isn't it? But yeah, Foxdale and Round be a good game. Round were a little bit unlucky. They were probably a bit cross. They shot themselves in the foot a bit defensively last week to let Douglas Athletic back into that Hospital Cup quarter final. They'll be keen to, obviously, they're still mathematically in the hunt. They're playing catch up though, and they
are. Having seen that game against Athens, do you think Moran would stay up next year if they were?
It'll be tough, but then Douglas Athletic are a technically established Premier League side now, so you know, that's the benchmark, and they would have got a point out of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think there's still Ashley Higginbotham impressed me again last week. Ali Morris looked really good at fullback. I haven't seen him play there before. He was strong in the tackle, shall we say. And then Stewie Morris came on, scored a goal.
Is that the 120th minute?
Last minute. So they have got options there. It's a massive leap up, though, from Division 2. And I think you just have to be realistic with your aims and take points off the teams around you when you get up. But yeah, go back to this match, though. Yeah, Foxdale. I can feel it, Dave. This could be them back in the big time.
Well, you've been talking for so long about a victory parade through Foxdale.
Yeah, the flatbed lorry, the JCK wagon.
Yeah, there you go.
The Baltic will be drunk dry that day.
Yeah.
And I think we know where Lisa's allegiance is lying. I think she's going to go for a Foxdale win in this. Jade, you know, obviously Moran, Foxdale, Division 2 is probably not your strong suit. So, were you going to go with Foxdale? Because
Lisa's from the Dale, isn't she? So I trust her.
A bit of inside transfer rumours. Do you think Aaron would go back if they went up?
What about Lee Gale?
I don't know. I would love to see them two back at Foxdale playing together.
Well, I remember,
get the family back.
When Lee was in for the podcast last season, was it?
He said he wanted to go back one
last season.
But I could see that happening maybe when he's 40. You could be the type of player that'll play that
manager.
Long.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Director
maybe
of
I'll be coach. I'd like to see Foxdale win and go up. I've followed them a bit this season, seen a few games.
Yeah.
And
the mighty Dale.
I hope so.
I reckon, though, just to further extend the fun, this is going to be a draw.
Oof. I think Foxdale will win this.
Yes.
There you go. Right. Another big game in Division 2 sees Pulley take on Onchan. Pulley, have they massively shot themselves in the foot over the last few weeks?
Yeah, you know, we all thought when they won the Woods Cup that they'd just build on it and they'd win and go up. But, yeah, I don't know what happened there. I know they were out without Stephen Glover against Castletown last weekend.
Mm.
But yeah, they just weren't really firing. I watched that game. Castletown won 1-0. They had to defend well, but again, they just probably didn't really look like scoring. So I don't really know what's gone wrong. Ogden though are still right in the mix. So I think if they could win this game, they'd still have a good chance of getting promotion as well.
It's fantastic, isn't it? It could be one of about 5 or 6 teams this season, which is brilliant to see. And it's not sewn up by March, so it makes it more interesting for us. Girls, you know, Pulley, Onchan, any thoughts on this one? Pulley obviously looked like, for you know, after Youthy fell away, that they maybe the team should run away with this, but it hasn't quite shaped up like that.
Yeah, I'll go for Pulley. I'll go for Pulley. So you're Steve back this weekend?
Back in midweek, he scored against Foxdale, so yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go with Pulley then.
Yeah, I'll go with Pulley. Off the back of a big loss, maybe they'll be...
Bounce back ability.
Yeah, they'll be up for it.
Ian Dow would be proud. Right, Air United versus Castan, we touched upon. I think we're all going for a town win in this, and then that should be a win Now, we don't want to raise their hopes too much. A win that should see them into Premier League next season.
It should. I mean, Ayr are down in 10th place at the moment, so they've got nothing really to play for. This is their penultimate game of the season. I just think Castletown proved too strong.
You saw them last week. They looked strong against.
They were very good. They got the win. It was a scrappy win. It was always going to be close in that type of game. But I was so impressed with their two centre backs, Joel Callow and Kieran Collister. They were both just exceptional. They just cleaned up everything that came their way. Mm. I think the signs are good there because, you know, a lot of people, when Richard Foden became unavailable, I think a lot of people thought they'd struggle at the back, but it just seemed to have gotten even stronger. So.
It's a very young side, though, isn't it?
Very. So they'll have to learn fast in the Premier League. Mm.
Castan win, girls, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
They're on a roll, aren't they? Yeah. So let's go.
Ramsey Youth Centre versus Malou. Youthy, it's a season that of could have been, really, isn't it, for them?
I think so too. Both these sides have got, you know, good talent in the squads, but they just seem to have fallen away a bit.
You say that, but Malou have been playing really well over the last few weeks.
That result against Russian was absolute cracker. It was only two goals in the last 10 minutes that decided it.
And apparently for a team that were missing several first team regulars as well.
Yeah, Dale Walker's in the scoring form of his life, out of it. So this could be tricky. I wouldn't be surprised if it ended in the draw, to be honest. Mm.
The girls? The blank expressions tell me all
yeah,
I need to know.
Yeah, I really follow people.
Yeah, I don't follow.
Flip a coin. Yeah. Who have you gone with?
I'll go for Malou.
I'll go for the other team.
I think a draw. Sit on the fence as always. Final game in Division 2 sees Michael United welcome Union Mills to Balera Road. This should be a Mills win, shouldn't it?
Yeah, they've done well the last few weeks, I think. Obviously, they stood them around in the league last week, which upset the promotion race, so... Yeah, on paper, definitely a Mills win.
Although, apparently, Kieran Quinn has rediscovered his scoring boots for Michael and scored a tremendous overhead kick last week.
Really? Is there any video evidence of this?
No, yeah. But, you know, a tweet is as good as man's word, isn't it?
So, did it really happen, though?
Well, does it really happen if it wasn't on social media? That's the question.
That is the question
these days. That's what we'll be finding ourselves in, Jaden. We've gone very deep there for a podcast, haven't we? Kieran Quinn seems to have formed a good strike partnership. Fraser Campbell's back up front for them after a spell at Foxdale.
I assume they've still got Hurt. Is he?
I don't know. I don't know if Nick's been playing for a while. No. So, Michael do have the ability to maybe pull off a result in this, but you'd have to say with Luke Booth and Colin Garrity playing really well at the moment, Luke's still in with a slight chance of the silver boot, that may just give them the edge.
I think so, yeah.
Girls?
Union Mills.
Union Mills, yeah.
Up the Millers. Right, Sunday, the main event, 2:45, sees the Women's FA Cup. Now, obviously the girls are going to go for a Corinthians win, Dave. If you're a betting man?
Yeah, I mean, Corinthians, they're going to get Grand Slam, in my opinion, I think.
No pressure, girls.
No pressure.
Dave's got the house on this.
Well, we don't know much about the Peel squad. As you guys said before, they might be short, I don't know. But I think momentum, that buzzword again. Mm. But you're going into this on a massive win and winning the league. So I think, it should be a win.
Let's flip this, girls. Is there any people in the Peel team that you think could hurt you on the day? You know, are there any players that you're going to watch out for or, you know, pay special attention to?
Yeah, they've got key players, definitely. Like, when we played them at the beginning of the season, they were without Sarah Riley, and she is absolutely clinical to their team.
Yeah, she's unbelievable.
Like, in my eyes. Mm. Without her at the back, like, you know, they'll admit themselves, they do struggle without her. Like, she's a leader. She sees it all from the back. But then, obviously, you've got Ellie Gorn that plays in centre midfield, and she gets the ball, you know.
Yeah, she can do anything.
So
she can pull
a goal out of nothing.
Yeah,
there, so.
Definitely.
Yeah, they've definitely got a couple of players that we need to keep an eye of, but yeah, we'll focus on our own game.
Confident. I like that.
We hoping for a good crowd?
Yeah, hopefully. If the weather's nice, you know, it's good to people come down, but if it's raining horizontally, then.
Yeah.
I'll be reluctant to show up.
Right, and as a warm-up to your game, there's two Ascot Hotel Junior Cup semi-finals on Saturday, starting at Old Boys versus... we'll start at St George's versus Russian, actually. Russian clinched the league in the week, didn't they, Dave?
Yeah, in fine style. Obviously, touch on that in Cobby Corner in a few minutes, but yes, they're on course to get a league and cup double.
Yeah.
They'll go into this with confidence, but it was a close game last time these two sides met. I think it was 2-2, so... It's not all going to be Russian's way, but I still think they'll be too strong.
Do we read much into the fact Geordie's couldn't field the team in the week?
I don't know. We know that like Sir Johnny Myers and that have been going out in the combi.
Flirting with the combi. He's probably, he must be ineligible though for that comp though, because he's probably played too many first team.
Probably has now, yeah. But yeah, I think, yeah, it's always difficult this time of season. We don't really know what the squad's going to be like. So I don't know who's going to be in Geordie's team. But again, I fancy rushing for the win.
I heard rumours Sid Batty was being flown back in for the occasion. So he's obviously a player that can, a bit like, as you say, Ellie Gorn can score, conjure up a free kick out of nothing, can't he? Yeah.
You've witnessed two of his specials this season.
Yeah, but Russian are on a really good team, aren't they? And they should be favourites
to go through. Yeah.
In the other semi-final, it's Old Boys versus Laxey. Now, Old Boys have finally lost a stranglehold over Combination 1 this week, and in fine style, really, as I say, I don't want to steal your thunder of Combi Corner, but...
You can do it, if you want, mate.
No, it won't be the same, Dave. But they face Laxey, who have found a new goal-scoring sensation. Have you seen this?
Do you tell?
Andy Ball.
A legend.
Goalkeeper-turned-goal-scorer, I think. Now, this is stats for you, Joe. He scored 3 in his last 2.
He's quick to mention it on social media as well, isn't he?
So that's why I know it happened.
Yeah. Gotta believe it. Thank Baller for the biscuits, by the way. It's him who started this movement.
He did, yeah. The Baller's biscuit movement.
There you go.
But yeah, he's obviously been laying off the biscuits because he scored a few goals in his last few games. I think it's going to be a tough ask against Old Boys, though. They are still a good outfit, aren't they? They're going to finish second in that combi one.
Yeah, they are. They've wounded pride, I think, this week, you know, especially after the manner of that defeat to Prussian. So, yeah, I think they'll bounce back with this one. But Laxey should run them close.
Right. Well, you think? Yeah. I think there'll be a few goals in this one in Old Boys' favour, but you heard it here first if it is close.
We'll see.
Right.
It's quite a good approach, mate. We just really hope for the best. So.
Talking of Dave's brilliance in predictions, let's talk about Combi Corner, Dave.
Well, you've already mentioned it, but it's been a long time coming. Both Russian and Youthy finally sealed the Combi titles over the last week.
How many years of hurt were ended, Dave?
Oh, well, as Hattie would say, 26 years of hurt for Youthy.
How many? 26, and it was 08, I think 09 was last time that Russian won.
I believe so. I haven't had that ratified yet.
Ratified?
Eric Clegg on the case. Yeah, we'll start with Youthy. They defeated Union Mills 3-0 last weekend to clinch the Combi 2 title, ending a run of 26 years without senior men's silverware since the Division 2 title in 91-92.
Remember it well.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Russian team 2 have been top of Combi 1 all season, and they finally wrapped up the title in fine fashion midweek. They thumped nearest rivals and defending champions, Old Boys, 5-0 at Blackberry Lane.
Now, 3 off, wasn't it?
Yes, 3.
Three players off.
Two of them were Russian, right. So they obviously did well with that. And they still scored, I think, 1 or 2 goals after they had those players sent off. So, but yeah, despite that, the manager, Dave Ward, was quick to praise Old Boys afterwards. Mm. They were the first to congratulate them. They showed good sportsmanship, so he was quick to praise them. So yeah, all eyes will now be on the next couple of weekends to see if they can complete a double.
I see there was the hashtag that was trending in Port Erin was Ward Stays this week.
There you go. Maybe he'll become the first team manager.
Whoa, I heard Arsenal was sniffing around him, to be honest.
Oh dear.
What's next?
Right, we got stay in Combi 2. Got to give a mention to D&D. They claimed a good 6-3 victory over third place Moran. Result which moves them up to 6th. Notable mentions to 18-year-old Joe Kenyak, who scored his first brace for the club, senior brace, and also 18-year-old Daniel Playford scored on his debut. So the future's looking bright for D&D.
Yep.
And that's it, that's your lot.
Wasn't it Rick Radcliffe has mentioned of him? Did you mention him?
I didn't see that, no.
Yeah, he's a top scorer. He's in 17 goals, I think.
That's a good return, isn't it?
And yeah, so he's...
getting him to the first team with shirt.
Yeah, they need to be getting him up to the first team. Now, I know the real reason you've come in is going to be now, girls, because it's Dave reads the weather.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good news. It looks like it's going to stay mostly dry with only the odd chance of rain. But after hearing that you guys got Monday off, it's 100% chance of Lisa getting drunk.
Hey!
Hey!
Boom. I like those odds.
Definitely.
Right. A bit of any other business. Dave, did you see it's Ellen Vannin travel to the sunny surrounds of Cheshire on Sunday to take on Punjab at Sandbach United.
Yeah, as part of their preparations for the World Cup coming up.
Yes, Punjab are currently ranked number one in the Kanifa rankings, so it'll be a tough game. But Chris Bass's senior has named a really strong squad, actually, for this one.
Who stands out for you in the team?
Well, I was hoping you were going to say that, because you've got the list in front of you, and I can't quite read it from here.
Okay, well, do you want me to list the entire team?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Okay, well, we've got Dean...
We're not charging by the words. So.
Okay, Dean Kearns, Sam Kane, Tom Wood, Sean Quay, Julian Ringham, Alex Holden, Jerry Morling, Reese Oates, Lee Gale, Dan Simpson, Frank Jones, Joey Quayle, Frew Davies, Sean Doyle, and Kieran McNulty.
And Steve Whitley has been added this week as well.
There you go. So, and he's in good form. He got another few goals. Yeah.
So they'll just be hoping the Super Saturday doesn't take their toll and they can put in a good performance against one of the probably main contenders for the World Football Cup.
Yeah, it'll be a good gauge of their progress going into the World Cup, won't it?
Yes. So, and any other business, Dave?
I think that's it.
Well, girls, I suppose all that's left to do is thank you for coming in. Thanks for spending.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck.
Good luck
thank
for
you.
Sunday.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. And good luck on Sunday night.
Yeah, we need it.
Right, until next week.
Ta-ta for now.